So now we're going to lift our cups and go into the Song of Hallel with an introductory paragraph. And because we're going to lift the cups of wine, grape juice, we're going to cover our matzah.
Didn't get the answer to the question.
I didn't answer your question.
No, a different question.
Yeah.
This is a different challah. This is part of the same challah.
This is, yeah.
We said the full challah that we usually say?
Yeah, only we do half before the meal and half after the meal.
Okay.
We hold up our cups. Lepirach anachnu chayavim leodot lalel leshabar leverlomem lalel leverlalel kales mishasa lavdel melanot kol hanisim ha'elu. Therefore, because we recognize in every generation how God took us out of Egypt, therefore it is incumbent upon us to praise, to exalt, to thank, to elevate, to bless, to extol He who did on behalf of our forefathers and us, all these great miracles. He took us out of servitude to freedom, from suffering to happiness, from mourning to this holiday, from darkness to great light, from servitude to redemption. Hallelujah. We will say before Him a new song, praised is Hashem. And now we begin the Hallel. Hallelujah, praise Hashem. Hallelujah, Avdei Adonai. Hallelujah, Shem Adonai. Give praise, you servants of Hashem. And the stress over here is, and this is how the Hallel begins, you are no longer the servants of Paro, you are hereby the servants of Hashem. So give praise to the name of Hashem. Yishem Adonai Mvorach Ma'atavi Adolam. May Hashem's name be blessed from now and forever. From sunrise to sunset, God's name is praised. God is above all nations, His honor is above the heavens. Mi kadonai Eloheinu amagbiyin lashavet. Who is like Hashem who sits up above, amashpili lirot bashamayim uvaretz. He looks down to see what's going on in the heavens and the earth. So to speak, God is even above the heavens. And this is the idea of the Exodus, that God looked down, God got involved, and that's why the Exodus is a testimonial to all the tenets of Jewish faith. God controls the world, He created the world, He is involved in the world, He sends prophets to the world, He knows what's happening, and He gives retribution. All of that can be seen through the Exodus, and that's the idea here, that Hashem is watching what's happening in the heavens and the earth. Mekimim me'afar dal me'ashpot yarim evyon. God uplifts the poor from the dust. He uplifts those that are impoverished from the heaps of dung. Le'oshivim nedivim nedivei amo. They get to sit with the philanthropist of the nation. God takes the woman who was barren in the home and makes her the mother of children as she is so happy, blessed is Hashem. What are we talking about? The simple understanding is we're talking about Jerusalem. Here she was barren, her kids weren't there, and now she became mother of children, they all came back to her. Bitzeit. You see, what are we talking about? Bitzeit Tzayim Mitzrayim. That's why this is the Hallel of the Egyptians, the Jews who left Egypt. Bitzeit Yisrael Mitzrayim. When Israel left Egypt, the house of Jacob left a foreign nation. Judea was the one who sanctified Hashem's name. They charged forward. They weren't scared. Yisrael Mamshelotav. Israel was his dominion. The sea saw Hashem was coming, and so it fled, it split. The Jordan turned on its heels. The mountains danced, the hilltops danced. Why are you fleeing, you sea, you Jordan? Why are you dancing, you mountains and hilltops? Because the master of the land has come, the God of Jacob, who turns stone to water, who turns flint into a stream, a pool of water. That's the first song, and that's the Betzeit Yisrael Mitzrayim. Betzeit Yisrael Mitzrayim, Beit Yaakov Me'am Lo'ez, Aita Yehuda Lekacho Yisrael Mamshelotav, Hayam Rav Hayanos, Hayaden Yisrael Ne'achor, Harim Rakedu Chelim, Gevaot Kimnei Son. Malach Hayam Kitanos, Yarden Tisav Ne'achor, Harim Terkedu Chelim, Gevaot Kimnei Son. Milevnei Adon Choli Yaretz, Milevnei Elor Yaakov, Haofechi Hatzur, Hagamayim, Chalamish Lemaynomayim. And now we make the blessing, the conclusion of the Hallel and the Magid, which blesses Hashem who redeemed us and our forefathers from Egypt and brought us this night to eat matzah and maror. We're not eating the Paschal offering, right? We don't have that now. So to Hashem we ask that you bring us to more holidays and regalim, and they should come towards us in peace. We should be happy with the rebuilding of your city and rejoicing in your service. May we eat there from the offerings and the Paschal offerings, who and their blood should be on the walls of your altar as appeasement, and they should find favor before you. And we will thank you with a new song over our new redemption and the fact that you saved our souls. Blessed are you, Hashem, who redeemed Israel. We lean. Now, I don't see a point. You want me to say it just so you get the tune for the blessing? No, not necessary, right? Okay. So we lean and we make the blessing on our second cup. I had a long pause between cups. I can make a blessing again. Baruch. Now, those who like the Hinni Muchanam Zuman, you got a problem. Where are you going to stick it in over here? That's a problem because that's a pause. Some people like to say Hinni Muchanam Zuman. Behold, I'm prepared to drink the second cup of the four cups the rabbis instituted. I don't know where you'd stick that in over here. But
it's here.
I know it's printed there, but I don't see the legitimacy of saying it here. But okay, maybe I'm wrong. I gotta look into it some more. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam, Borei Pri Hagafen.
Amen.
One thing we forgot to do was refill the cups after we took out wine, when we took out with our fingers. Now, I got to tell you something. Every year I forget things during the Seder. Every year. But you shouldn't feel so bad, because you have to be involved, you have to be with the kids, and it's very hard to host and follow everything at the same time. And in the Machzor Vitri, Rav Simcha Mivitri, Rashi's disciple, he quotes that one time they were so engrossed in the Seder, they forgot to eat Nafikoman. Rashi Seder. So these things happen. It's not the end of the world. The spirit of the night, you got to give the kids. People sometimes get caught up on all kinds of details. Got to tell the story. The kids got to connect. Remember, your mitzvah tonight is to connect the kids. They have to walk away with a new insight as to what it means to be a Jew. What does it mean to have this great gift of Judaism, monotheism? What does it mean that God took us out of Mitzrayim, promised us a land? How do I know I'm the chosen people? Children have to walk away and the Seder has to be memorable. Memorable means fun. You know what my Seder looks like? I have walnuts. I go out, I already bought 2 packs of walnuts. I'm looking to buy more, but I go through all the packs to make sure they're not wormy. And during the Seder, every time a kid asks a good question, he gets a walnut. And the Seder is a lot of fun. Even the adults, you ask a good question, I throw at you a walnut. So it's a lot of fun. People are awake. They're getting walnuts thrown at them throughout the Seder. And then they get little nuts. I don't know what those are called. The brown ones, pecans? Not almonds, no. Pecan, hazelnuts. And they play with the hazelnuts like marbles all Pesach. Then the Pesach, I take them back. And they know once a year they get the walnuts in the shell and hazelnuts, and that's what they play marbles with all Pesach, and I play with them.
And during the course of the night, they try to bargain. Can I change this many walnuts for that many hazelnuts? And maybe I want a bigger one or a smaller one. And there's a lot of dealing going on at the Seder because it's a lot of fun because I'm trying to keep them awake. And this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, to give out sweets and give out nuts and make the Seder a fun place for the kids. So that's what goes on in the Seder. Last year in Shul, I got up to talk and I said, Aronovich, catch. And I threw him a walnut. And the whole shul was like, huh? What's he doing? I said, you're awake now, right? Here. And I threw another one to someone else. I said, you're awake. That's what's supposed to happen tonight at the Seder. And I brought bags of walnuts. I said, whoever wants, take walnuts to your Seder. And you'll see. The kids are going to be awake. Make it into something fun. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Make the Seder fun. Make the Seder interesting. And if what makes it fun is that they get sweets, okay, you don't want them focused on this sweet or that sweet throughout the Seder. You got to do it intelligently. But that's what Chazal wanted. That's what the Torah wanted tonight. Connect the kids. So we wrote up this pamphlet, and we're going through the details of the halacha, and we spoke yesterday about the measurements. That's all fine and dandy. But let's remember the central theme of the night. The central theme, our biblical mitzvah, is the Gata Lebincha. Tell it over to your kid. And you see, even in the Agoda, we take the time to describe, you're going to have different kids. They need different messages on this night. Each one needs it on their level. You see, the Agoda took the time. They knew we had such a small amount of time tonight to get the message across. And nonetheless, it was vitally important in the Agoda to discuss, there are four types of kids. And each one needs a different message, a different language, a different approach. With one kid, you wait till he asks the question. With another kid, you promise him, we're going to talk tonight. No dessert. We're staying and talking. With the third kid, you initiate the conversation. With the fourth kid, you answer him simply. Each kid, their answer. But that's one of the central themes of the night. So once we understand that, we can go over to all the details that we're now going to discuss of how we do the amotzi and the matzah and the maror. But that shouldn't be the main focus of the night. That you'll be okay, whatever you do, you're pretty good. You eat a matzah, you're covered. You eat a handful of maror, you're covered. But telling it over to the kids, that's one where I don't see people so careful. I don't see people preparing before the Seder. I don't see people walking away from the Seder and the kids are inspired. When I hear from people that they end their Seder at 10 o'clock at night, I don't understand them. How could you end at 10 o'clock at night? People look at me and say, how come you didn't make it by Chatzos? How did you make it by Chatzos? What do you mean? I got home, I took the kids on my lap, we read through the Agoda, and we were done. How long does it take? It's like singing Zmiros. You finish it in 25 minutes. No, that's criminal. What'd you do? That's criminal. This is supposed to be the memorable night of the year. You know, all year long my kids are talking about the Seder. They sometimes come to me and they say, they'll tell me on Rosh Hashanah, Abba, I have a question. But can I save it for the Seder? Because then I've got a walnut. So it's alive all year long. That's what the Torah wanted. The Torah wanted us to make it memorable, to connect to the kids on their level. And that's why I have a condition. Ever since the kids are old enough to understand, every guest is told, you're invited to come, but you have to realize that to some degree you're coming as a spectator. I owe it to my kids, and they're going to get the Seder on their level. If you don't have the patience for that, that's fine. But that's what the Seder is going to be. You will benefit from it. You will also hear things. But they're the focus of the Seder. Whereas other Shabbosos, I could be more focused on the guests and balance between the kids and the guests. On the Seder night, my mitzvah is with the kids. My mitzvah is also to the guest. But on a different level. They have to be willing to have the patience for the kids to hear their Seder. And I've had people who I didn't invite because I knew they couldn't handle that. They wouldn't be able to handle waiting patiently while the kids got their Seder. And very often we divide the Seder. The guest might not notice it, but we'll spend the first hour and a half focused on the kids. And then when it's beyond the kids' capacity to hold on, we let them play on the side, figure out what they're stealing in the Afikom and how they're stealing it, what they're doing with it. And then we focus on the older guests. But that's because the first priority of the night is the little kids. And that's why we rush home. And we have to think how to make it exciting for them. Do some planning before the Seder. And things should evolve. So these are the guidelines. These are directions of thought. And the applications, okay, you guys will see how to apply it in your own homes.